going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With the 8th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Well, there it is.
Wow. Washington.
That is the first surprise of the NFL draft, to say the least. The fourth quarterback off the board is Michael Penix Jr. He is a top 10 selection, and he is going to the place that just made a very expensive investment in a veteran quarterback, and it's kind of wild.
It is kind of wild. It's also kind of wild that it's been a year since that Michael Penix Jr. Selection, man. It's crazy to think back on that. It's the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan got the NFL draft extravaganza here on the Morning Shift. Nobody, no duo in the city of Atlanta knows this team better than myself and Squid Billy. I promise you that. So make sure you stay glued throughout the show for more NFL draft coverage. But, Bo, you were in Mercedes-Benz Stadium last year for the draft party. You'll be back there again tonight. I want to remind everybody the NFL draft is coming, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home with the most complete draft coverage in Atlanta. Join us starting Thursday at 7 p.m. It's Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer take you through the first round of the draft live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and stay with us all weekend long for pick-by-pick coverage and late-night wrap-up shows. It's all brought to you by your local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free. The NFL draft starting Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You were down there last year, man. You've told me many stories about the reaction inside of that building.
Yeah, and it's amazing how history is looking. 1 year later, how history looks back on that draft pick.
Wild.
And it's changed drastically. I mean, drastically, the you know, how – and we said this. They're either going to look – you know, in a couple of years, they'll be – fired for one of the dumbest decisions in the history of sports, or heralded for having, you know, foresight into the future of what it could be. And right now, it's definitely the latter is what is viewing them. You know, that's how they're going to be viewed. So
yeah. We are gonna get to that Kirk Cousins conversation here in just a little bit. Terry Fontenot was asked yesterday about the possibility that he gets traded tonight or tomorrow or whatever it is during the NFL draft. There is the feeling, though, Bo, and I'm glad you brought this up, because Terry Fontenot, when it's all said and done, the Michael Penix pick will be how you judge Terry Fontenot as a general manager. But there is the feeling, like, if you don't get it right tonight or tomorrow and even Saturday to an extent, that there is a feeling that Terry Fontenot might not even see the end result of the Michael Penix pick. I'm the scale for Terry Fontenot for me on 1 to 10 on how much pressure is on him. I'm at like a 9 as far as him knocking a home run out of the park tonight and finding a Pro Bowl caliber player.
Yeah, I disagree that the Michael Penix pick will be how he's judged as ultimately as a GM. I think, to your point and kind of what you said about what you feel the pressure is on him, to me, if we end the 2025 regular season, which will be in January of next year, and we're on the outside looking in again, he'll be judged as a GM that had 4 first-round picks in the top 10 and could never was able to basically clear house as far as the salary cap and start completely over and go spend money, have four picks in the top 10 out of 5 years and never reach the playoffs. I think that's what he'll be remembered for, not the fact that he signed a quarterback and drafted another one and that quarterback happened to work out in the top 10. I just think it'll be the inability to reach the playoffs to me.
I think we're talking about the same thing. I think you can put a, you know, tortilla around that, and make that into a burrito, man. I think we're all in the same thing right here. You're talking about missing or hitting on picks. And again, Michael Penix was a gamble. It is what it is. You look back now and you thank God. Still doesn't mean that it was the right situation to sign Kirk Cousins. It still doesn't mean that, you know, you made all the right things up until then when you look back on Kyle Pitts. But if you missed the playoffs, to your point, it's probably because you missed on whatever edge rusher or whoever else you wanted to bring in this draft.
Yeah, and there was some stuff that came out the other day, and I'm not going to go down this road about, you know, Marcus Mariota was on the podcast and talking about Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot. I go back and look, and I think ultimately Terry Fontenot was hamstrung by the Arthur Smith head coaching decision, and that being the first head coach, because I think Arthur Smith had a lot of say in Kyle Pitts. I think he had a lot of say in Drake London and Bijan Robinson. And now two of those three have been phenomenal picks for this team so far, and they have absolutely panned out. But I just feel like some of the moves that this team made was literally, you know, the head coach had a lot of say in those. And I'm not sure if Terry Fontenot did everything he wanted to do, and it kind of hampered him. But because Terry has made some really good moves with this team in free agency. He's made some good moves picking guys up.
Yeah.
I love the Matthew Bergeron draft pick in the second round. I like Arnold Ebiketie. I think Ebiketie's been pretty good for a second-round guy, but there's been other holes on the team that you haven't addressed that have hurt the development of some of those players.
Yeah, the signing of Jesse Bates. There's a number of good decisions. There, you know, look, there is a question of development. I don't think necessarily goes into Terry Fontenot's category. Goes in, to me, that's a coaching thing. If you're not developing some of those middle-round picks, and you develop Drew Dolman, that's pretty much been it as far as the middle-round picks go when you talk about actually being able to make them into high-caliber NFL players. You expect the first-rounders to do that. You don't know what's going to happen with the middle-round guys, but you always hope you can develop them. Hasn't happened at a very high level, nonetheless. So a lot of things for Terry Fontenot to answer tonight. Now, one question he was asked that I want to get to with Bo, he was asked, and we said this yesterday, the best possible scenario is trading back and getting an extra pick. Terry Fontenot at the presser yesterday asked about this very situation.
It always sounds good, and we're obviously going to look at it. We're going to make the right decision for the team, but you have to have a willing partner. Sometimes someone will say, well, just trade down here and do this. Well, is somebody going to trade? You know, and that's going to depend on what's still on the board at that time. So what we have to do is when we're on the clock, we have to look at the players that are there and weigh out what we can get in the trade back, if there's an option as a trade back, and just compare that and weigh those things out. So we'll have all those conversations prior to the draft, leading up to it, and make the right decision for the team on the clock. But I always feel like I need to say that sometimes you want to do it and it makes sense, but it's not like on the draft simulator when you can just force the trades and do what you want. You know, this is real life where you have to, but that is something that obviously we'll consider.
He said, quit tweeting your mock drafts to our digital team. Well, nobody cares.
That's what's funny to me is I see these guys, and I like Mr. Yo is one of our best listeners, and he tweeted me his mock draft earlier, and he's got Mike Green at 15, James Pierce at 46, Deion Walker at 118. Two of those guys could be taken in the first 25 picks.
Yeah.
So it's like these simulators, there's no perfection. You never know. It just proves you never know how it's going to play out. You know, I'm going I think there's – I love the philosophy of not reaching for need. And it's I'm having a conversation with a guy with TJ on Twitter right now, and he said he can't watch the draft tonight because the Falcons are going to botch it. And I said, well, in all fairness
– Oh, man.
I said, all fairness, in your opinion, knowing what you know now, all right, what's the last draft pick in the first round the Falcons botched? And he brings up, well, they got offensive players, they need defense players. Okay, well, that's great. He goes, they draft Penix last year. Well, the Penix could save that pick could save the franchise for the next 10 years, now knowing what we know now. So I understand that this team hasn't gotten it done, but the reality is the first round they've been pretty good.
Yeah.
And that because they haven't reached for need. Now, some people, though, think that they have reached in for positions in the second round, like Troy Anderson.
Yeah.
You know, like Rook last year, although it's not fair to Rook because he's had 1 year. So I think the biggest thing for me is how aggressive Terry's going to be tonight in trading up. That's going to be it. He's right. You know, everyone wants to trade down because it sounds, we'll just trade back and get picks. But do you get the value? Does a team want to trade up for a guy that maybe you want, that you know that you have high? Wow. There's just so many things that go in. And also, you're not dealing with a computer. You're dealing with human beings who have emotions and egos and pride. And that hampers getting deals.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I also think that there's this thing where if you're trading up in the draft, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you pay just as much of attention to it as anybody, but a lot of times when you have trade-up situations, it almost always has to be where a team wants to jump in front of another team and take a quarterback. Like 9 times out of 10 in the first round, when you're dealing with trade-up scenarios, it's a quarterback, let's just say for the Falcons, it'd be a quarterback-needy team at 16 and maybe the Steelers back at 21. Now, Arizona's after you, they don't need a quarterback. Cincinnati's after you, they don't need a quarterback. New York would be at 18, so there that you could dangle that out there. That you know, I think they're mocked to having Jackson Dart. So if you dealt with a situation where Pittsburgh was looking at, hey, we fell in love with Jackson Dart or some other situation, maybe it's Shadur, I don't know, and they want to jump up to 15 to make sure they're in front of the New York Giants, that's the kind of situation you are mapping out if you're Terry Fontenot.
I disagree slightly. I think it's the quarterback is a good call because it's a need. It's a position that is the one that you're willing to go up for need because of how much you put in evaluation. But any team that's that's drafting for need instead of BPA is a candidate to draft up, I think, or trade up, excuse me. That's the Falcons have done that. Tack McKinley, because Tack was brought up in one of the tweets I was tweeting with. He's like, well, Tack McKinley, I said, well, that's a different regime, but that's a definition of drafting for need over best player available.
Right.
And that was the guy that you thought was the next be-all, end-all. Come to find out, you could have stayed put and got T.J. Watt, who was the next be-all, end-all.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you draft for need. You're willing to trade up. That's why I think if they traded up, it would be for an Abdul Carter, a Travis Hunter, or Jalen Walker, because to me, all three of those have the – they have the chance to be my favorite, quote, air quote, generational player.
You can't have a generational player every year. That doesn't make sense. According to one Squid Billy, man.
You can't. You can't. But Travis Hunter is the definition of a generational prospect as far as projection.
Yeah. I'm so curious to do, and Lord knows, we don't even have enough time probably to talk about this segment, but I'm so curious what the Browns are going to do. And I have heard numerous times over the last couple of days that Jacksonville is the team to watch in terms of trying to jump up and grab a Travis Hunter at two. So Cleveland seems cool to stand pat. They've got a bunch of picks, but a lot of signs pointing to the fact that Jacksonville and their new regime willing to make a little noise, make a little splash here in year one for them, man. So that's going to be interesting to watch.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.